for those questions and comments. I mean, I'll address that first, because we're trying. No, I mean, you're completely right, and I think it's we need to remember to take a sort of a services approach or service-based approach. So the infrastructure is only there as a means of delivering services, and it's about how well the services are delivered, and then how sustainable are the means by which you deliver them. And those that can be alternatives to building a road or having a bus, you know, having a hospital within 15 minutes. That's infrastructure. The hospital's the infrastructure. So, yeah, this is a really important point. And I think this is related to the question you had, Michael, on the granularity. You know, yeah, if mobility is the infrastructure service, do you need a road at all, or can you deliver it other ways? I think the difficulty in measuring it is because there is so much nuance. And yes, of course, a road, you know, on the spectrum of sustainability, a road may be closer to the unsustainable end than other options, but there's also measures, you know, that we still need roads, no matter what. There's always going to be a need for some level of roads, and then there's things that can be done to mitigate the impacts and shift them more towards the sustainable end of the spectrum. Capturing that in the measurement in all those nuances for different sectors, because we're also talking about so many different sectors, is obviously very complicated and difficult. But I think we also need to say, okay, for the on some of these questions, for the purpose of measuring progress at the national level, it just needs to be sort of good enough to give us an idea of where countries are. But this is, yeah, this is all part of the challenge, and trying to say, you know, what indicators are going to tell us, A, if the necessary services are being delivered, and then B, how sustainably and resiliently countries are able to do it. And then I guess on your comment, Nick, on the need, the benefits of measuring whether or not there's policies in place. I mean, I completely agree. I think, this is why I'm saying I think we need to move away from the focus just on progress, if that's going to not allow us to be looking at policies as well, because it is very important, particularly in cases where it may not be so easy to observe outcomes from infrastructure development, or even if we can, whether we can attribute them to that infrastructure or not, and whether or not certain policies in place, I think, can tell us things about the likelihood, tell us more about the outcomes of that infrastructure development. So I think these are all good points and all part of the challenge and the questions that we've been asking ourselves need more work and more thinking through in the next phase. But thanks.